Welcome to Bass Fan Radio. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and today I've got Chad Morgan-Taylor on the line, who is a Jasper Engines and Transmissions pro, and who's also very involved with the PAA. Chad, are you there?
Yes, John. Good to be here, buddy.
Great to have you. Can you tell me a little bit about how excited you and the guys are for this tournament? I mean, here we have really the industry in somewhat of a tailspin, yet you're able to launch a brand new tournament series, the PAA is, which I think everybody feels is pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, obviously due to our enrollment and the people that are, going to participate in this event, it just shows the excitement among the anglers. And to be quite honest with you, the excitement among the industry and non-industry sponsors as well. You know, we've worked over the last several months to create a lot of new possibilities, and just felt like, you know, that there was something missing here, and the anglers wanted a few more events, and we were able to get together with a few places to just be able to supplement. We had our work cut out for us, though. One, we didn't have any money. We were basically, and still are, fishing for our own money, but, E21 Sports, the Carrot Stick, they come on board with us to be the title sponsor of the tournament series, and then, of course, Phoenix Boat stepped up, and it just kind of developed. And then when we started making calls, of course, you know, we wanted to come down here to the great state of Florida to kick it off, and we worked around all the other tournaments. So we just tried to create something that our anglers could very financially afford to participate, have good rewards because of it. And, you know, another great thing was all of a sudden Gulf States Toyota jumped up and produced a kind of changed the format for the Texas Toyota Bass Classic and created a $500,000 payout championship for us. So we were really fortunate to have the city of Kissimmee and, you know, Gadsden, Alabama, and then, of course, Toledo Bend step up and offer us the opportunity to go to such great fisheries. And, you know, the guys stood behind it.
Is there a feeling among the guys that, you know, this is here to stay? This is, when we look back 10, 15 years from now at the very roots of the PAA, are we going to look at this as the real beginning?
Boy, I tell you, you know, I think the true beginning was when Bass, you know, started the whole competition thing with Ray Scott and what all he did for the sport. I do believe, though, that we are definitely going to make our mark in history. The anglers definitely want something that they feel a part of and own a part of and have the ability to step up and say, look, you know, we like this format or we want these changes, and we're able to do them in a very quick manner going forwards. And then, you know, we've got such great partners, not only with our sponsors, but with our charity Catch a Dream. The PAA definitely, whenever, you know, it stepped up and started doing more and more, wanted to stand for conservation, safe, good, sound conservation practices, and to protect this sport. You know, with the help of Gulf States Toyota and the Texas Toyota Bass Classic, we've already made a huge mark by being able to donate $250,000 every year to the Texas Park and Wildlife to protect and to develop those fisheries. That's something we want to continue to do and to be known for. You know, that's what it's all about. If the sport goes away, we go away. So we've got to do what we can and, you know, do our part to protect and preach and teach good, sound conservation practices so that this sport is protected for years to come.
Well, that's great, Chad. And two things before we go. We're sort of running out of time. The first is, this is not just for pro anglers. There's room for everybody in this because you're currently looking for observers. And what I wanted to ask is, we've gotten several letters here that thought you guys had done away with the co-angler format because the pros didn't want to fish with co-anglers. But that's not the case, right?
Absolutely not the case. You know, the facts are that we opened up, it was a unanimous vote for a pro-am format, and we wanted to continue that. The problem was is that we were so short on time that when we opened it up for approximately 3 weeks, we had about a third of the entries. And I know that's due to a lot of things that was beyond our control, but we just ran out of time. We had to have things set in stone for the city of Kissimmee and for this first Toho event. We just got so crunched that we thought, well, you know what? It's just easier for us to, we just didn't have the ability to sit down and make calls and continue to go forward, not knowing if we could fill it, because our pro support on the boater side was just phenomenal. But we intend and absolutely intend on going back to a pro-am format, but that is not the case. We definitely are in favor of the pro-am format.
And this week, with a tournament here pretty quickly around the corner, somebody could still be an observer, right? Do they contact the PAA? Is that how they do it?
Absolutely. If anybody's interested in being a co-angler, it's no charge, or excuse me, an observer, it's no charge. It's a great opportunity to get out there with one of the biggest names in the sports. Just contact the PAA office, or just look on the web at fishpaa.com, and it's got all the contact info. We'd love to have you. And even if you aren't going to be an observer or not interested in that, please, come down and talk with us at the park at the City of Kissimmee on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're going to all be there. It's going to be an interesting event. We are still interested in people coming up and being observers. So you get to ride around in the boat all day with maybe one of your favorite pros.
Chad, where can people go to see the weigh-in? Maybe they're working in the afternoon. They want to bop down with themselves or their family.
It's on the north end of Lake Toho in the City of Kissimmee, right there at Lakefront Park. And you'll be able to watch the weigh-in. It's going to be there. They're actually having a great big chili cook-off the same weekend, so you can grab you a bowl of great chili and watch our weigh-in and talk with the pros right there at Lakefront Park.
Great, Chad. And what time does weigh-in begin?
The weigh-in is going to begin around 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., so if you got a chance to get off of work and come on down and check out the we're going to have some Phoenix boats on display. The E21 Sports will be there with the carrot sticks, and we're going to have a few other displays along with all the pros available there.
Well, great, Chad. Sounds fantastic. Wish you the best of luck with the event and the whole series, and can't wait to hear from you again.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, John. I appreciate you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bass Fan Radio.